But right now is installment number 3 in our rewatching of all of the 93 best picture winners. And why do you laugh every time I say that? We're going to watch all 93. Yes, we are.
All 93.
Yes, we are. We're going to do all 93, and we are at number 3. We reviewed Wings. And what was the second movie we did?
Lord of the Rings, Return Lord of the Rings. King.
Yes. Yeah.
We've picked the 3 longest movies ever made.
Oh, yes, we have. Because this installment is the 1939 Best Picture winner, Gone with the Wind. And this was a Norm pick. So, Norm, take it away.
This was a movie based on the novel by Margaret Mitchell, the 1936 novel by Margaret Mitchell. By the way, if you guys found this to be a long movie, 3 hours and 37 minutes, be comforted that you weren't at the original screening of the movie, which was 4 hours and 25 minutes. The re-edit cut 48 minutes off the length of this movie.
Let's review that one tomorrow, then.
They should have sharpened that knife and cut a whole lot more from this thing.
They said there were 88 hours of footage after the film wrapped for them to whittle it down to this.
This is about the Civil War, the Reconstruction of the South after the Civil War, and the fact that the old way of life in the South was passing away just before the Civil War, during the Civil War, and after it. It centers on 4 main characters. Scarlett O'Hara, played by Vivian Leigh. Did you guys see the note of how many people producer David O. Selznick interviewed for the part of Scarlett O'Hara?
No.
Nah.
1,400.
No, goodness.
1,400 women, including Katherine Hepburn, Tallulah Bankhead, Susan Hayward, Lana Turner. The list goes on and on and on, and includes hundreds and hundreds of, who is that?
Piper Laurie?
Huh? Yeah, Piper Laurie.
I didn't see Piper Laurie's name.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I think I thought Scarlett O'Hara was a real person until I watched this movie. Like, not a character. I thought she was like one of those old time actresses.
Okay.
Ah.
Yep. I'm like, oh, okay. Character.
It's Scarlett trying to defend her southern mansion home of terror, complete with slaves and everything in Georgia. It's the man about town, Rhett Butler. Man about town, man about the world, Rhett Butler, who seems to have a bad reputation, but is a good guy. It's about Ashley, whom Scarlett loves, but Ashley is going to marry Scarlett's sister, Melanie, and he's actually pretty much of a wimp. And sister Melanie, who seems to spend all 3 hours and 37 minutes pretty well detached from reality.
So Scarlett and Melly were sisters?
No, yes. I thought Ashley was cousins with...
Ashley and Melanie were cousins.
Yeah.
He married his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think they were sisters.
Ashley married Melanie.
His own cousin.
Yeah, his cousin.
I guess.
It doesn't matter.
I think that's what I got from it, yes.
Yeah, that's...
It kind of matters a little bit because they seem to take that marriage inside the family. That wasn't just a one-time thing.
Doesn't have a sister.
There was a couple other people who had marriages with cousins. Okay, a few observations from yours truly. One, I don't know why all the older movies had to have such long intros. Good Lord, that movie, that thing was going 6 minutes before the first word was said on screen. They could cut down a lot with that crap. Two, Scarlett O'Hara is the most unlikable character in a movie I have ever seen in my entire life. There is not one redeeming quality about this chick. None.
Well, she cared about her family's land.
Yeah. Oh, she loved home. She loved Tara. But my goodness, every time she turned around, she was conniving. She was scheming. She's just marrying dudes. Like, she really did her sister. Now, that's who she did wrong, her real sister, Sue Ellen. Because she needed the money to pay the taxes on her home. Mm-hmm. And she just goes and married the dude that wanted to marry her sister.
By the way, he didn't seem like such a prize to me.
They were all pretty much terrible people.
Ashley wasn't a terrible person. And Melly, she wasn't a terrible person. She was awesome. She was nice and caring. She was great.
Rhett wasn't Scarlett a bad O'Hara, person.
Well, he was kind of for himself also. He was a little scheming mm-hmm. himself.
A little handsy.
Oh, boy, he was quite handsy. But I will tell you the point to where Twig decided that she wasn't going to watch the movie with me mm-hmm. anymore. And it was very early on, very early, as Scarlett, I think they start the movie with her outside talking to a couple of other guys, talking about the barbecue that they're going to go to. And when Mamie sticks her head out the window and starts talking is when Twig says, I'm out.
Oh, no.
She couldn't do it. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if I didn't have to watch this for the show and review the whole thing, I don't know if I would have been able to handle the betrayal of the slaves in this movie.
You know, Donnie and Mike, we talked of the fight yesterday of Jack Johnson versus James Jeffries and what it said about America back then. And this movie says many things about America back then that are, by the way, there have been a lot of protests over the years and as soon as this film came out about the portrayal of black characters in the movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. She didn't have to slap Prissy like that. I know Prissy lied a little bit, talking about she could, you know, birthing babies. I'd heard that line before. I didn't know it was from Gone with the Wind. I don't know how to birth those babies or something like that. I'd heard that before. I didn't know it was from there. And boy, she smacked the hell out of pretty much everybody on the damn set. She was mean, man. I couldn't like her one bit.
By the way, this movie was an immediate, enormous hit. And it became immediately the highest grossing movie of all times and remained the highest grossing movie in America for 25 years until it was finally topped.
I think I read they sold 200 million tickets to this thing.
Amazing.
Like, most of the country paid to go watch it in the theaters.
And one fascinating part about this, given its enormous success over the years, loads of studios turned down this movie before David O. Selznick decided to purchase the book rights for $50,000 and make the movie. But loads of the biggest movie makers of all time looked at this and said, nah, I don't think so. It was nominated for 13 Academy Awards. It won 10 of them. Both of those were records at the time, by the way, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, Vivian Leigh. And Hattie McDaniel, who played Mammy, was the first black actor, actress, any kind, assistant director, anything, to win an Academy Award in the history of the motion picture industry. Yeah. The first black person to ever win an award.
Okay. And I'm sure her speech when she got her trophy was pretty awesome, I'm sure, right? Oh, yeah, they wouldn't let her attend the event.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Actually forced her and her date to sit at a separate table at the back of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Is that crazy? And by the way, she was absent from the premiere in Georgia. Hattie McDaniel and the other black cast members, and there were many, were prevented from attending the premiere in Atlanta because of Georgia's Jim Crow laws, which kept them from sitting with white people.
Jeez, man.
You know, yep. Golly. Whoa.
Let's play at least the most iconic moment of the movie. I have the audio right, Shaw.
Okay.
I do.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
And then into the smoke.
That was pretty cold-blooded right there.
Yeah, especially the look, the mustache, and then the hat on right after.
Yeah.
Where should I go? What should I do?
And they didn't pull any punches about people not being alive, man. I didn't expect a couple of those deaths. I was like, well, good gosh, man. How bad can this thing go?
What parts did you like? Anything?
Because
I'm not going to lie, Norm. I will not say I enjoyed this 4 hours. I mean, and I know we weigh all these movies on the time that they were released. This was the first one in color, right, that won the Best Picture. So, like, at the time, these advancements, I guess, are wowing everybody. And this movie did have some cool stuff. I thought the whole Civil War, well, there was a Civil War without any battles in it, which kind of sucks. But the whole escape from Atlanta and that big old fire was striking, at least. The colors of the movie were really cool, like really rich. Like the landscapes were really kind of pretty. But man, it's just like, I feel like any of these old movies, you can chop half of it out and we're not losing much story.
Mike, that is one of the criticisms of the movie, and the criticism focuses on the second half of the movie. Those who've criticized it said the second half could have been trimmed significantly.
Because it's just pretty much only about Scarlet and Red at that point.
Yes, and all the things that befell one or the other, and Red hangs in there for 3 hours and 29 minutes with Scarlet until he finally says, and by the way, it was very, very controversial for him to say damn on the air back then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
I saw some alternatives to that line. I don't have them in front of me, but they were talking about, yeah, like alternatives that they could have used because damn was so risque.
What could he? What could he have said?
I'm gonna try to find him.
Frankly, right. My dear Scarlett, I don't give a fart.
I think one of them was "I don't give a hoot."
No, that wouldn't have worked.
No,
Well, none of them would have worked. Oh, here we go. Here's the actual like Gone with the Wind script. Frankly, my dear, I don't care. Frankly, my dear, it leaves me cold. I don't give a hoot. I don't give a whoop. Frankly, my dear, I'm completely indifferent. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. How about, frankly, my dear,
that would have been really crazy.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a straw.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they had it right. I'm glad they went with damn.
Oh, here we go.
Punctuator, man.
Frankly, my dear, the whole thing is a stench in my nostrils. I swear.
Okay, that would have been kind of cool.
Those are all options.
I think my favorite part was when they were, I can't remember where they were, and Rhett Butler sat down and he struck a match on the bottom of his shoe. And I wondered if that could be pulled off. Has anyone actually pulled off striking a match on the bottom of their shoe?
Oh, yeah. There are matches that are like strike anywhere matches that are designed to work off of most any surface.
That was a tedious watch, Norm.
Yeah.
It made me hit the pause button about 8 to 10 times and wonder how long I had left and when can I take a little bit of a break. I thought I was going to see the intermission right when she made her "As God is my witness" speech when she was in Terra. And then it went right back to the action. But I found that enough, you know, to kind of stretch my legs and walk around and get a drink.
I got to know, Norm, because I know you didn't rewatch this week. When was the last time you saw this? Like 30 years ago? Uh-oh.
Norm?
Is he gone?
Yeah. He dropped off. Okay, he's not here.
Oh, now we can talk about this movie.
That S sucked.
What a terrible, horrible movie he had us watch.
I hated every minute of it, dude. It was the worst. I fast-forwarded a few times. I was just kind of like went to 2X, and then I'm like, a little 4X real quick.
I never fast-forwarded, but I wanted a female. Now, don't get me wrong. I wanted a female on that movie to hit Scarlett O'Hara so hard that it knocked her petticoat off. Somebody, please, just teach her a little bit of a lesson. My goodness, was she terrible.
Dude, bad people. See, he was terrible, too. Hey, I have a fun fact. Michael Jackson bought the Best Picture Oscar for that movie for $1.5 million.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Ashley was a bit of a dope. He was a jerk. And I don't know why she just had the hots for him. Like, he's no looker. He's just Ashley.
That hair, I think. The blondie.
I guess so, but boys. And Melly, bless her heart, she had to have known that Scarlett loved that dude so much, but I think I would have put her in place like, look, this is my man. Chill out on all this. What are you doing? Like, she was so obsessed with this dude that she couldn't see straight. And every dude she married died. Why, if I'm Rhett Butler, I want to marry this chick that has pretty horrible luck and keeping husbands alive.
She's like the Black Widow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, listen. We're going to pick these movies from now on, all right? Let's just go back and forth, and hopefully he loses track of who's picked. And then we can do all this new stuff. Let's make it 2 hours max.
Do New Country next. That's a good one.
Dude,
well, it's my turn. Ooh. I don't know which one I'm going to pick, but good gracious.
No, mas.
I will never... I'm not even glad I watched it. Now, with Wings,
dude, yes.
I'll never watch it again,
yes.
But I'm glad I watched it because it was something new. I've never seen a silent movie before. I was happy that I watched it.
I totally agree. And, it was different, weird. No, this was nothing fun. Here's what Donovan texted me. Ready? 10:05 last night. If we ever, 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 ever decide to watch anything like that again, please grab a pitchfork from OJ and lance me in the neck.
Donnie!
And then you texted back the worst.
It was awful. And I would like to hear the answer to that question I asked him, because you know he hasn't watched it. And,
hey, Norm.
Oh, Norm's back. All right, good. Anyway, I say double.
Oh, what a great movie that was that we watched.
Two snaps in a circle.
You know what? I'm going to order at least 6 thumbs.
Yeah.
So I can put all of them up for Gone with the Wind.
Up, 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 Gone with the Wind. Norm, what happened? You back?
I am back, and I'm thrilled that you guys think this is one of the most fabulous movies you've ever seen.
Cool, yeah, no doubt.
All right, it is 11:12.